Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, viewers, and welcome to the program Kids Time. Today's topic is one of extreme importance: Tawba, or repentance. Tawba is what we do to apologize to Allah for a sin that we've committed and beg for His forgiveness. The next section will tell you a little bit about the concept of Tawba.
Tawba, or repentance, is the biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawba is an opportunity to wash away sins and to purify one's soul. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "To be ashamed of one's sins is tawba." Repenting over one's sins with heartfelt remorse is tawba. We need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be displeased with us if we continue to commit sins. And we should not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see whatever we do, so we cannot hide our sins from Him. It is like cheating in a class where the teacher can see us cheat and will be aware of our wrongdoing. Will it make sense for us to try and cheat in that class exam, knowing that our failure is guaranteed? Isn't it better to prepare for the exam so that we are at least in the running to be successful? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all with an opportunity to not only repent for our sins, but also stay away from any wrongdoing after we do tawba.
Well, now after hearing that introduction, I'm sure that we are all a lot more knowledgeable about the concept of tawba, or repentance. Now, throughout history, there have been many examples of sincere repentance and tawba. However, not many of them are like the example that you are about to see. Please get ready for the next segment of our program, Story Time. I hope you enjoy it. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today, I will tell you a story about a nobleman and a horseman. Once upon a time, there was a nobleman whom, along with his entire family and sincere companions, was going on a long journey to save the true religion of Islam. He was well aware of the grave dangers, but he was ready to do whatever it takes for the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along his journey, he was stopped by a horseman. This horseman had an army with him and refused to allow the caravan to continue. In fact, he insisted that the caravan go to a desert which had scorching heat and blazing sun. The noble leader had a conversation with this horseman. He offered water to the men and animals of that horseman's army. Truly, the noble leader was a symbol of mercy and kindness. He tried to convince the horseman to let the caravan go, but the horseman refused. He claimed to be a loyal servant of the tyrant ruler of the time and dedicated all of his actions to loyalty towards that tyrant ruler. Finally, the noble leader, in response to such unfair actions, cursed the mother of that horseman. However, the horseman, with all of his evil actions, still respected the mother of that nobleman because she was the mistress of the heavens and the earth. They were sent to the desert which had the scorching heat. The enemy's army was much bigger than that nobleman's army, but the nobleman's army was filled with sincere individuals who were ready to do whatever they had to. They were loyal to the noble leader of their time. The enemy's army cut off the water supply to the nobleman's army, and on the 10th day, the battle began, the final battle, where the nobleman army, along with all of his sincere companions, were going to offer a sacrifice for the survival of the troop. However, one night before the final battle, another battle was taking place. The Battle of Conscience. And that battle was taking place in the conscience and in the heart of the horseman who had stopped the noble leader and his caravan. Something was stabbing him and bothering him inside. He knew that between the sides of good and evil, he was on the side of evil. And he also knew that whatever happened to that nobleman, he would have a share in it. Finally, after a lot of deep contemplation and a lot of thinking, he decided to repent. He decided to do tawbah. And in spite of all of his actions, he wanted to do a sincere tawbah. He walked to the tent of that nobleman and begged for forgiveness. The nobleman forgave him and accepted him with open arms. And that horseman was the first martyr the next day in the final battle. The noble leader gave him the good news of a successful hereafter. Now I'm going to tell you the beautiful aspects of this story. Can you imagine? One night, just one night of sincere repentance is all the person needs to go to the other side of the line. Let me tell you who these characters were. The noble leader was none other than Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the horseman was Hazrat Hur ibn Yazid al-Yahi. What a beautiful story and an inspirational one as well. We can all learn from it and get hope from it. The hope that no matter how many sins we've done, if we can do a sincere repentance and tawbah, Allah's mercy will still count for us and there will still be a chance for us to have a successful hereafter. May Allah please give us the tawfiq to be like Hur ibn Yazid al-Yahi and have the chance to do a sincere repentance. Inshallah. The end. Wow. Just wow. What a beautiful story, and a beam of light for all of us. We should know that there is always hope, that maybe we can get there. We can do it. Well, that's the end of our story time segment. Now we're going to learn about the various rewards and benefits that a person gets from doing Daba. And believe me, there are lots of them. Just wait and find out.
Merits of Daba. Repenting, or having the opportunity to say Tawba, is one of the biggest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 1. It makes a man beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said, Allah becomes pleased with the tawbah of a mu'min, just as you are pleased on finding your lost thing. Al-Kafi. Number 2. Evils are turned into good deeds. Tawba doesn't only remove the darkness of sins, but it also replaces that darkness with light. Number 3. Praiseworthy prayer of angels.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
In Surah Mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those angels who bear the arsh power and those around celebrate the praise of their Lord and believe in Him and ask protection for those who believe. Our Lord, Thou embraces all things in mercy and knowledge. Therefore, grant protection to those who turn to Thee and follow Thy way, and save them from the punishment of the hell. Number 4. The repentant will go to paradise. Allah Almighty says, "And those when they commit an indecency or do injustice to their souls, remember Allah and ask forgiveness for their fault. And who forgives their faults but Allah? And who do not knowingly persist in what they have done? As for these, their reward is forgiveness from their Lord, and gardens beneath which rivers flow, to abide in them. And excellent is the reward of the laborers." Surah Ali Imran. Number 6. Tawbah brings good tidings from God. Almighty Allah has said, "And he it is who accepts repentance from his servants and pardons the evil deeds, and he knows what you do." Surah Shura. Number 7. Any number of sins will be pardoned through Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Say, O my servants, who have acted extravagantly against their own souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Surely, Allah forgives the faults altogether. Surely, He is the forgiving, the merciful. And return to your Lord time after time, and submit to Him, before there comes to you the punishment. Then you shall not be helped." Surah Zumar. This ayah has put much emphasis on repentance. Number 8. The door of Tawbah is open forever.
Well, I hoped you learned a lot from that section. Honestly, there are so many merits and rewards of doing Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving, so merciful, and so kind. However, I'm so sure that you didn't know that there are some things which can stop your Tawbah from being accepted. Yes, that's right. There are some things. It's important that we're well aware of these things to make sure that they are not in us. For example, a black heart. A black heart is something that can stop our Tawbah from being accepted. In the next section, you can find out about the dangers of having a black heart.
Black heart. When a person sins and does not do tawbah, his heart darkens, polluted, as he commits more and more sins, the dirt accumulates on his heart. It then becomes a vicious circle. The darkening of the heart leads to further sins, and the sins lead to further darkening of the heart. A stage is finally reached when his heart is irreversibly polluted and cannot be cleansed. Such a heart is referred to in narrations as a black heart. Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam has said, "For human hearts, nothing is more harmful than a sin. When the mirror of heart becomes black because of sins, the blackness covers the entire soul. Then man tumbles from his original position and gets separated from truth." According to another tradition, he also said, "Such a sinner will not be able to do any good." Such a man will not give up sins, and hence the wisdom of doing good will be snatched away from him. He will not be able to perform tawbah till his last moment. If he will utter tawbah from his mouth, it will remain limited to his lips. His heart will not support his tongue. As it is not a true tawbah, it will not prove effective.
God, what a frightening revelation! Black hearts are so dangerous and they stop our tawbah from being accepted. I pray to Allah that none of us are inflicted with such a disease as a black heart. Well, in our next section, you're going to hear some beautiful quotes from our Ahlul Bayt about tawbah or repentance. Listen carefully. I'm sure you'll learn a lot of new things.
Quotes of the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with the tawbah of a mu'min, just as you are pleased on finding your lost thing." Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam has also said that there is no man who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not forgive who had felt ashamed of his misdeed. Whenever a man feels ashamed of his fault and then begs pardon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgives all of his sins. Thank you. relates from Imam Baqir alayhi salam that the Imam said, O Muhammad bin Muslim, every sin of a Muslim for which he has repented is forgiven. For the future after repentance and forgiveness, they must continue good deeds. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one has this merit except the faithful. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had said, anyone who does tawbah a year before his death, it will be accepted by God. Then he repeated, a year is a long time. If he begs pardon only a month before his end, he will be forgiven. Then he said, a month is also too much. Even if he begs pardon only a week before his departure, it will be accepted. Then he said, a week is also much more. If a sinner prays for pardon only a day before his death, his repentance will be accepted. Then he said, a day is also a long time. Even if a man repents just before the arrival of the angel of death, his tawbah will be accepted.
Well, such goals and words of wisdom really can only be from our Ahl Bayt or Masumeen. Unfortunately, this brings an end to our program. I hope you learned a lot and understood about the real meaning and concept of tawbah or repentance. Make sure you repent for every sin to ensure that you have a successful hereafter. Now, make sure that you take care of yourself and those around you. And don't miss our next show. Khuda Hafiz.